Advocates for child sexual abuse victims say the list released by the diocese is a start, but they should also reveal information including where these priests served at the time of their alleged abuse. Patrick Wall is with the law firm Jeff Anderson & Associates, which last week released a report identifying 13 local priests. He explained the information the diocese has not disclosed is out there.
The Roman Church publishes their tax report to the IRS every year in the form of a book called The Official Catholic Directory. And there you can begin to put together an assignment history of where the various priests are. The second public document, of course, that's available is the Catholic directory that's put out by the Diocese of Buffalo themselves.
The names included on the diocesan list are clergy accused more than once of child sex abuse dating back to 1950. Tom Travers, a child sexual abuse survivor, told WBFO the man who harmed him was left off the list.
The Buffalo Diocese is being semi-transparent. The simple truth is that organizations and corporations will act as responsibly as the law allows them to. That list does not include the name of my abuser, Monsignor Hobel of Nativity Church.
Travers refers to the late Monsignor Sylvester Hobel, who died in 1983. A diocesan official explained to WBFO that those on the list faced known multiple accusations. Additionally, Bishop Richard Malone told the Buffalo News that the list does not include priests who worked in churches or schools but belonged to religious orders. Travers and victim advocates are using this occasion to renew their call for passage of the Child Victims Act, which would make it easier for childhood victims to seek legal justice as adults. It's a bill opposed by the Catholic Church, Orthodox Jewish community, and the Boy Scouts of America. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.